From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. At least 150 people are dead after today's earthquake in central Italy. The quake struck in the early hours while many people were asleep in their homes. The government says at least 1,500 are injured. Tens of thousands are homeless.
Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi declared a state of emergency. Workers have descended on the area east of Rome, trying to rescue victims and to help survivors. In a moment, we'll talk with a seismologist about whether the earthquake could have been predicted. But first, we go to the regional capital, L'Aquila, and NPR's Silvia Pagioli. Silvia, what did the town look like when you first arrived?
Well, I saw the town is absolutely filled with hundreds and hundreds of rescue workers from all over Italy. At the same time, it also seemed almost abandoned by its residents. It's already nighttime. There are still hundreds of rescue workers, though, who are still digging through the rubble to find survivors. Large machinery and cranes have been brought in to help the rescue effort. One of the key sites is a university dormitory where a wing collapsed and where a few students are still believed to be trapped. Now, all the buildings in the center have been abandoned. Residents have been warned they cannot return to their homes until all these buildings have been declared stable. It seems the entire population, something like 70,000 people, have either left the city or they're out on the streets. And many, many people told me they plan to sleep in their cars or their yards. Even if their homes did not suffer much damage, they're just too afraid to spend another night between four walls. Still now, the ground continues to tremble with aftershocks. Some of them are quite strong.
Now, L'Aquila is a very old town, a medieval city. It is the main town for a mountainous region of central Italy. Is there any news from the surrounding countryside?
Well, we're getting news. Yes, the quake struck 27 towns in the region around L'Aquila. Some of them were hearing reports that they're like ghost towns. They're nearly completely destroyed. The village of Onno, which has a population of about 250, is apparently nearly leveled. There are reports that 1 in 10 people there have died. Castelnuovo, a hamlet of 300 people, was also hit very hard. Now, as you said, this is a mountainous region, and the problem is that many of the roads have been damaged, and it's hard to reach these towns. So we still really don't know just how bad it is.
And there are a lot of Baroque and Renaissance buildings throughout that area. How did they withstand this quake?
Oh, the damage has been really massive. I was walking today along nearly deserted streets in the center of town, the old part. The streets lined with 17th and 18th century buildings are covered in rubble and large slabs of marble. I saw the cupola of a beautiful church, Santa Maria del Suffragio, has been completely collapsed. But in what seemed to be an act of defiance, the church bells rang at 5 p.m. Other churches have been seriously damaged, too.
Italy as a whole, in this area in particular, is prone to seismic activity. Were the local inhabitants there prepared a bit more for something like this because it's not unusual?
Well, in fact, a seismologist from here, Gioacchino Giuliani, had predicted a major earthquake in this area some time ago. But he was reported to the police for spreading alarm, and he was forced to remove his findings from the internet. And today at a press conference here, Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi appeared on the defensive when he was asked about the forecast. He said now is the time to concentrate on relief efforts and that we can discuss afterwards about the predictability of earthquakes. But actually, you know, these first tremors started here in mid-January, and they continued at regular intervals. And as you said, this is an area known for its seismic activity. And the head of the National Geophysics Institute, Enzo Boschi, said Italy's real problem is the repeated failures to take precautions despite its longstanding seismic vulnerability.
Silvia, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Silvia Pagioli speaking to us from L'Aquila in central Italy.